This is Everyday Wealth with award-winning journalist Soledad O'Brien and personal finance expert Gene Chatsky.
Walk me through some of the things that, like almost in a checklist, what you had to think about. Because, again, first marriage, right? A lot of the stuff you're not thinking about. What kinds of questions should you be thinking about when it comes to your home?
So are you selling your old home? Are you buying a new home? Whose name is going to be on the deed for that home, on the title of that home? How are you planning to hold on to it?
Okay, savings accounts. What do you need to know about that?
So if either one of you has investments and brokerage accounts like 401ks and IRAs, you know, first of all, you have to make sure that coming out of your divorce, they're accurately titled and named, but you're going to have to look at your beneficiaries and make sure that your beneficiaries are up to date, because beneficiaries on these accounts, they supersede a will.
Debt, I guess the big question is, do you have it and how much of it do you have? But what other questions?
Well, no, that is the question, right? Do you have it? How long is it going to continue? Are we looking at student loan debt? Are we looking at child support, spousal support, any sort of a tricky custody situation? This is one of those things that people don't talk about often enough, right? But you got to come clean about what you owe before you get into a new relationship.
Yeah, they don't talk about often enough, but they fight about it at some really bad points down the line. Education, is that just your vision for your kids' education, your kids, his kids' education?
It's your agreement with your former spouse as well. Like, are you paying for college? Are you contributing to a 529? What have you previously agreed that you are going to continue to do? And then it gets into this fairness question that I think is a layer over all of these questions. So if, let's say, your children's education is taken care of, but you've got stepchildren now, and the thinking was that they would take out student loans. Well, how does that sit with you at this point? And do you want to contribute to your stepchildren's education?
Fairness is such a good topic of conversation. I'm glad that we're going to be digging into that. And then parents and elder care, because of course that is an expense, and an expense where you don't necessarily know where it's going to go.
Right. And what role do you want to play in terms of the care and the housing of your new spouse's parents? Will you share that responsibility? Is that something that you could see playing a role in? I've talked a lot about how we are living in Philadelphia. One reason we're living in Philadelphia is because my mother lives in Philadelphia. She is our last remaining parent. And I got to say, when I come to New York to do the radio show, most weeks my husband has dinner with my mother. So he's in.
Oh, we love him.
Yeah.
Did you know, I mean, because of your background working in finance, but did you know like the details of this long list before you got divorced? I mean, or was it a surprise that you kind of discovered as you were now thinking about like, wow, if I get remarried, there's a lot of work that has to be done. You're an expert in the field, obviously. Did you know it all?
I definitely didn't know it all. And I think I didn't discover a lot of it until years in. I just went through the exercise of redoing my will since we moved to Philadelphia. And a lot has changed since we got remarried more than a dozen years ago. And there are still decisions that we're making about when children come into money. And again, the fairness issue. And it's not neat and clean. It's messy and dirty. And if you don't have open conversations about it, I think it's the kind of thing that really can mess up a relationship.
Everyday Wealth with Soledad O'Brien and Gene Chatsky is sponsored by Edelman Financial Engines. To learn more, visit our website, everydaywealth.com.